I'm gonna go a little faster now. So was that a second, a third, a fourth, fifth, sixth, or octave? Okay. Pause the recording if you're not sure and keep listening to it.
Answer, somewhere, the octave. Somewhere over the octave.
Here's another example. One more time.
The answer is the sixth. It's NBC. I was later corrected. I'm making these additions later. Someone told me it's not NBO, it's NBC. So this is the sixth.
All right, here's another example.
The answer there is the second. Do a deer, a very slow song.
Here's another example.
The answer there is the fourth. Here comes the fourth.
Here's another example.
Alrighty, that was the fifth. Dun, dun, dun.
Here's another example.
Answer there is a second. So remember what I said, if the note is too low for you to sing, sing up an octave, because it would be do, like that's way too low for me. So I'm just, you just sing up an octave, like do, dear. All right,
here's another example.
That one is the sixth, NBC.
Okay, so you're developing your ear just as you drive. We have one left, which is the major seven. Okay, now we get to the major seven. I have to confess, I did not know what song I was gonna use as a reference for this one. And so I went online and I just Googled it, and it has a great example, which is Norah Jones' song. What's the name of it? Hang on. Oh, Don't Know Why. All right, so. And if you know that song. I waited until I saw the sun, right? Don't know why I didn't come. So between I wait, that's the major seven, okay? So I waited till I saw the sun. So that's your example for, and actually I went on this website. There's a lot of cool other examples for each interval you could use, and I'll give you the website. I mean, certainly there's probably hundreds of these things. This one is from easyeartraining.com. So let me just go through the interval of the seventh for a minute. I wait. It's quite a good, beautiful sounding interval. I wait. So if you can sing that song, I wait until I saw the sun. Or you can just sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out loud or in your inner ear. Giving you a couple of more examples. Alright, try and sing the seventh or hear the seventh from this note. It would be I waited till I saw the sun. One more example. Totally unrelated to that previous example. So, I waited till I saw the sun. Okay, or if it's out of your key, I just go up and up. I waited till I saw the sun. Right? So, that's the interval of a seventh. Now, I'm going to give you, we've done all of them right now. So, I'm going to give you first a reiteration of all of them we've done, and then some testing for you. So, back to our favorite key of A. It's just easy for me to sing in, no big deal. The interval of a second. Do, or one to two. Interval of a third. Oh, bloody. Okay. Here comes the bride is the fourth. Here comes the bride. The 2001 theme is the perfect fifth. Or Crazy Train. Right? Or. Okay. The NBO theme. Is the sixth. The seventh is I waited until I saw the sun. And the octave is somewhere over the rainbow. Now I'm going to give you a test in that same key to make it easier for you before I go around to all these different keys and see if you can identify. So you have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven choices. Your choices are the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or eighth. Sixth, seventh, or eighth, okay? So there's your choices. Here's the example. One more time. And again. Okay.
Answer, major sixth, N, B, C.
Next example, number two. Again. Again.
The answer there is the fourth. Here comes the bride.
Example number three.
Answer there is the seventh. I waited till.
Example number four.
The answer there is the second. Do, di.
Example number five.
Answer is a fifth.
Example number six.
The answer there is a third. Oh, bloody.
Example number seven.
The answer was the octave.
So, this is a very interesting thing. Test yourself. I mean, I could sit here and play notes all day long, and maybe I'll do that on a separate recording. Try and sing all the notes, all the intervals, you know, and if it's